Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We are in 2 Samuel 22, where we have been just looking at this song that David was singing to the Most High God, really describing all that the Lord had done for him. And remember how the song started. He says, hey, this is what God did for me. And he wrote this after he had had victory over his enemies, over Saul and all his enemies. And he describes a great deal about what had happened to him, not necessarily in detail, but it is very detailed, but he's not saying, okay, this is what happened in this fight, and this is what's happened in this fight. It's overall, this is what God has done for me. This is what God did through me, and that by an understanding that we as believers can do likewise, folks. So let's just pick it up in the 22nd chapter of 2 Samuel, verse 35. David's continuing on with what God has done. He says this, he trains my hand for battle, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. And you see this idea in other portions of the Psalms. 144th Psalm says that blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hand for war and my fingers for battle. Yeah, there is a picture there of worshiping. I am convinced. Training of hands, training of fingers. Remember that David was the psalmist. He was a harpist. He worshiped. And he says, it's God who's trained my hands for battle. It's the Lord that's trained my arms to where I could bend a bow of bronze. In other words, that I am strong in battle here. It's the Lord that's done this. Then he continues in verse 36. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your help makes me great. And that idea that your help literally means answering, and your help, your answering me, makes me great. And we've seen this whole thing of shield all the way through, of the Lord being our shield, the Lord being our rock. But don't forget what we see also in Ephesians, where I think Paul's picking up this idea. The Spirit leads Paul to say something along these lines. Over in the 6th chapter, he says, hey, in addition to all this stuff that I've been talking about here, take up the shield of faith with which you'll be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Yeah, that's a portion of the armor that God has given every believer as to how we're supposed to live. David is saying this, that the Lord has given me the shield of our salvation, and that God is the one that answers, and he makes us great. Verse 37, he builds on this even more. He says, you enlarge my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped. And there's all sorts of pictures about that, that the Lord is the one that keeps us upright. Even when we stumble, he keeps pressing us on. And he says, you're the one that's enlarged it. What's referred to as the prayer of Jabez. Remember that? That the Lord is the one that enlarges our land, enlarges our territory. And he says, God, you're the one that's kept me solid. You've kept my feet, literally my ankles, from slipping. Verse 38, I pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and I did not turn back until they were consumed. And I have devoured them and shattered them so that they did not rise, and they fell under my feet. So David's describing what had happened. He went after his enemies. He destroyed them. That begs a question in our life, in light of what we've been examining in this song right here, the things that have been revealed by God, do we pursue these things? Do we go after them? In other words, are we proactive or are we reactive? David pursued his enemies and destroyed them. He consumed them. He devoured them. He shattered them. Look at the terms he used. Destroyed, he pursued, he destroyed, he consumed, he devoured, he shattered. He went after those things that were enemies in his life, and they fell under his feet. Well, by what he's been already said, we know he did not do this of his own strength. He's reiterating over and over and over that it's only by the hand of God. He says it again, verse 40, for you have girded me with strength for battle. You have subdued, and that subdued literally means to cause somebody to bow down before. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. So he's saying it's by the hand of God that this has all occurred and that this has happened. He really clarifies it in the next verse. Listen to verse 41 here. You have also made my enemies turn their backs to me, and I destroyed those who hated me. You know, that still sounds so harsh in our hearing, does it not? That I destroyed. The Hebrew word can actually be translated, I silenced those who hated me. But I don't want us to understand that from perspective. Oh, he just made them quit complaining about him. Oh, no, he silenced them. He killed them. Okay. That's the idea. He killed them. But he says that God is the one that did this. You have made my enemies turn their backs to me. What does that mean? Are they ignoring him, turning their back? Oh, no. They're turning their back because they're fleeing. They're running away from him. They're full of fear. But this came from the Lord. Yes, the Lord girded him with strength for battle. But the Lord is the one who subdued. And the Lord is the one that causes the enemy to flee. The Lord is the one that places us in a situation where we can silence and destroy those who hated us. Well, let me suggest to you that we're not just talking about the enemies within the flesh. Do not the same principles apply to the enemies within the unseen realm that come against us, or the enemies within ourselves that we allow to rise up and we refuse to put to death and allow the Lord to excise from our lives? The enemies that we keep playing around with every now and then. You know what I mean? Now look what David says here, last verse or so. He says, you've also made my enemies turn their back to me, and I destroyed those who hated me. They looked, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, and he did not answer them. He says, my enemies looked, but there was nobody to save them, even to the Lord, but he did not answer. Remember that happened with Saul, how Saul was crying to the Lord and didn't hear anything. The prophets didn't speak. The Lord didn't speak. So he went to what? He went to the witch of Endor, the medium in Endor. That's the reason he went there, because the Lord wasn't answering him. They looked for other places to save them, and they even looked to the Lord, but the Lord did not answer them. Why did the Lord not answer them? Because they were not of his, even though they might have been Jewish, some of them. But look what David says next, verse 43. Then I pulverized them as the dust of the earth. I crushed and stamped them as the mire of the street. And you go, mire, what is that? Well, that's, like dirt, mud, that kind of thing. But the mire of the street, okay, that's talking about the idea of the dirt, the mud, and the muck, and the various things you would have with animals passing through, all of that together. He says, I pulverize these folks. I crush them. Then the last verse, 44, you also have also delivered me from the contentions of my people. Okay, we'll stop right there in the middle of that verse, but you see how he's transitioned. He's going from the enemies, okay, those that are enemies against him, those against enemies against him, some of who were of his people, most of whom weren't. But now he says, you're delivering me from the contentions of my people. The ones that had supported him and would be supportive, but they were resisting him. They were being contentious. And he said, God, you deliver me from them. We'll learn more about that next time. Again, I'm Dale. Hey, thank y'all so much. Pass the word about these times, and I'll see you soon. Goodbye.